In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the book of Genesis, it says that God made us in His image. He made us in His image to be as He is, to be free, and to be fully alive, so that you and I might strive for His divine likeness. He made us as He is, so that we might live like Him. And that is what it means to be holy. On this Feast of All Saints, that is what it means to be a saint. It means to use the gifts that God has given to us in order that we might become as He is. It means to use the gifts that God has given to us so that we might become as He is. So that we might love and show mercy and be faithful and turn the other cheek and put our hand to the plow and not look back. That is what it means to be a saint. But I don't know about you, but I certainly know just how hard that kind of life can be. Even with the very best intentions, we end up falling short. It usually works like this. We come to church, we receive His gifts, we leave here feeling refreshed and fulfilled as though nothing can stop us. Only to have something happen, maybe moments or hours or even days later, that causes us to look or feel the exact opposite of how God looks or feels. At least that's how it happens with me. And when this happens a lot, when we have a lot of little defeats or struggles in a row, it's easy to ask ourselves, why bother at all? Why pray if I always end up falling short? Why go to church if I know that tomorrow I'm not going to be as happy as I am today? Why be kind to others if I know that they will hurt me in return? Why do my best when I know that the world only expects my average? These are real questions. Questions that I ask myself all the time, and questions that I'm sure you ask yourself as well. But at their core, these questions reveal a very simple truth. A very simple truth about today's feast. These questions reveal that saints are not born, but saints are made. The saints were not born saints. The saints were made saints over time. It takes work. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it even leaves us dead. But it always, always takes the Holy Spirit. And that is why today's feast, this Feast of All Saints, comes the Sunday immediately after the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of the Pouring Out of the Holy Spirit. If you're keeping track at home, we've spent the last 100 days beginning with the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee. That was 100 days ago. In a way, it's hard to imagine it was that long ago. But beginning with the Sunday of the publican and the Pharisee, all the way up until today, it has been 100 days. And we have spent that time hearing over and over again the stories of Jesus. How He lived. How He loved. How He died, so that we might see in him the way back to Eden restored. But today Jesus gives us another gift, a bit of a different gift. Today he gives us these saints. Today he gives us these saints so that no matter what we are thinking or feeling or hoping or even regretting, even at this very moment, we might know that if it is possible for them, then it is possible for us. Because saints are not born, but saints are made saints by the Holy Spirit. Saints who were just like us. Their struggles were our struggles. And the remedy for their ills is the remedy for our ills. I've said it to you before, these saints did not come out as some sort of superhuman individuals. In fact, in many respects, if you lined up their lives next to your lives look a heck of a lot better. But there is one fundamental difference between their life and our life, myself included. At some point, something shifted in them where they decided to commit all that they are and all that they have, and all that God made them to be, to follow after the way of Jesus Christ. Not just in their hearts, not just in their heads, but in everything they are. They gave their lives to Jesus, and they opened themselves up to the gift of His Holy Spirit. It may be painful, but it is not difficult to understand the way to sainthood. It means coming in contact with Jesus. The same Jesus who last week poured out his Holy Spirit. The same Jesus who is here again today. He doesn't want you or me walking out these doors the same as we were when we came in. He doesn't want the first person that cuts you off in traffic to cause you to get upset. He doesn't want you to go back to work tomorrow and feel like all is lost because the world is falling apart. He wants you to see that in Him, none of that matters. That in Him, all is made new. That in Him, there is a better way of life. It is the way that leads back to Eden. That, dear friends, is how saints are made. I know it is now almost summertime, and there are lots of other things to be thinking about. But I ask you on this Feast of All Saints to come on this journey with me. I've thought a lot about this over the last several weeks. The church is not just about the priest. It is not just about the deacon. It's not just about the building. A true church is about all of us together as one family, making this journey, this pilgrimage, all the way back to paradise. I cannot be saved without all of you. And God willing, all of you cannot be saved without me. We cannot be saved without each other. And so as we start summer with Pentecost in All Saints, I ask you to journey with me on a pilgrimage to this kind of life to which Jesus is calling us, a life that God willing eventually will lead to sanctity, to holiness. That is what God wants for us. And His only prayer for me and His only prayer for all of you is that at the end of the day, you and I will want it too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.